The Committee on Early Childhood and Youth Development will come to order. There's apparently minutes. Representative Reinert moves the amendments. No, I guess you don't move the amendments on the agenda. Sorry. Okay, it's amazing what people can do when they actually talk to each other. Everybody should have a list of the amendments, and I'll go over the new ones. The amendments for the DE amendment to the bill. I'll move the D. Well, I'll move the DE one to get it in the shape the author wants it in. We don't want that 80-page bill. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Okay. I just wanted to go over so everybody can take their scorecard, and I'll run down the
list.
Is
this the scorecard?
Yes. And so we're over on the right-hand side. So A1 will be no. A2, yes. A3, yes. A4, yes.
Mr. Chair, would you go just a little bit slower?
Okay.
Thank you. Would you start all over again?
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now we're on the right-hand column.
Yes.
Okay. A1, no. A2, yes. A3, yes. A4, yes. A5, yes. A6 is replaced, so no. A7 is yes. A8 is yes. A9 is yes. A10 is no because it's replaced. A11 is yes. A12 is yes. A13 is yes. A14 is no because it's replaced. A15 is no. A16 is no. A17 is no. A18 is no because it's in 13. A19 is no. It's a replaced with a new one. A20 is no. It's replaced with a new one. The A21 is yes. A22 is yes. A23 is yes. And then the revisor one is no. So does anybody have questions on... I think I went slow enough. I know. I went through them the right way. They're both no, though.
Mr.
So,
Chair.
Representative Moran.
Thank you. Can you give me some clarity of what the yes and no's are for?
What yes and no means?
Mm-hmm.
We have agreement to the... To all, we have agreement among the parties to the yeses to put them on. We have agreement among the parties to not put on the no's.
Okay.
So... unless somebody wants to disagree with that, I think we can go ahead and I'll move all of the yeses together. It would be much easier to handle it that way. So I'll move all of the yeses.
Mr. Chair?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I think it would be clearer for all of us and for the minutes and for those at home if we specifically say which ones. I know that
okay.
People were still... talking between which one was what, and
yeah, but you can move more than one motion in a motion. I mean, you can move more than one amendment in a motion. We do it all the time.
I'm not having a problem with doing more than one. I'm just talking about clarity.
Do you want me to mention them?
I would like you to
just say
A2.
Just go through them and
yes,
say
A2,
okay,
A3,
I'll do that.
A4.
I'll go.
I think it would.
I can do that.
Clear.
Thank you. Okay, I will move. Passage or amendment be adopted of A2, A3, A4, A5, A7, A8, A9, A11, A12, A13, A21, A22, and A23, and I'll move those to get it in the shape that the, and then I'm going to make one amendment to A21, which I talked to you about. So the motion is to put it in the shape the author wants with those amendments on it. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, no.
No.
Carried. And then I'm... Oh, don't you have them yet? The three ones? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Do you have 21 yet? Okay.
Mr. Chair, I have 21 and 22.
You didn't get 23?
I do not see 23 yet.
Hmm. You have 23? No? I'll give you.
I don't even have a 22 on my list here.
They were verbally given.
Okay.
I do.
Thank you.
You still not have 20? Which one, 23?
We have them. You have, Mr. Okay. Chair, we have them now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Then the chair will make the motion to make one change on the A21 amendment on line 1.10. Delete swaddling with a blanket or sheet is prohibited, period. So all in favor of that to get it in the shape the author wants, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no.
No.
Carries.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mr.
May I have clarity?
Sure.
I had information that there was a revisor's amendment. Is that what this was?
No,
just
no.
Now?
The revisor, I had said that they all agreed no. So they agreed not to do the revisor amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. So that was a no. So I didn't include it in my amendment. So, I'm sorry. Yes, on A21 on line 1.10, delete the words swaddling with a blanket or sheet is prohibited, period. Then everything else is left the same. And so, Mr. Kerber, do you really... We heard it for 2.5 hours yesterday. I think there's peace in the valley, so I think you could be very quick. And does... Katie Chase, I think, if I remember right. Do you want to come down and indicate after he briefly explains it that I think we have peace in the valley and can go ahead? There may be some tweaking between now and the end of the whole experience, but it sounds like everybody's pretty much in agreement now. Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, members, I'll be really brief. I think after the committee yesterday, we met extensively and worked out a number of...
Mr. Kerber, I just... First one, and I shouldn't have started you. I do want to thank you and all of the providers from really working on this serious over the last few days. It's been a tremendous help to us. Some of us aren't experts in swaddling. And so go ahead now.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members, for the record, my name is Jerry Kerber, and I'm from the Department of Human Services, where I'm the head of the Inspector General's Office, within which the Licensing Division exists. And so after yesterday's committee, we spent quite a bit of time talking through some of the issues where there was remaining some disagreement with individual providers and provider organizations and Ms. Chase. And we worked out the differences, getting at the same outcomes, we believe, the same goals. And so that's what you'll see on the 821, 22, and 23 amendments. We just made some tweaks regarding the swaddling. We had a lot of conversation yesterday about sleep sacks. That's incorporated now. As it relates to the insurance, we made a couple of changes to the to the liability insurance requirement. Not we are in agreement that there is not a requirement for the insurance to be purchased by the providers, but the notifications to the parents were tweaked a little bit in this amendment. And then the last issue was the that we had discussion about the frequency of the training on prevention of sudden unexpected infant death. And the department's position had been that we really want some training to be done every year so that we keep the issue at the front burner as we go forward. So what we negotiate is that every 2 years the training will be in person, but on the off year there will be a video training that the providers will partake in. And so I think these are kind of reasonable conclusions, and we're still getting at the outcome that we're hoping to kind of keep the awareness up there about the importance of safe sleep requirements. So thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, and Ms. Chase.
Katie Chase, Executive Director, Minnesota Licensed Family Child Care Association. Chair and members, I would like to say that we have worked for more than a few days. MLF CCA is very happy to come to this agreement on, as you did the roll call on the amendments, and we're thankful to the department for reaching out and listening, and we hope that will just continue to improve.
Thank you. Any questions? Anybody feel need a question? Representative Moran.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Since I wasn't here yesterday for the hearing, could you explain to me what is the danger of swallowing a child, a baby, an infant?
Representative, or Mr. Kerber, I'm sorry for defaming you by calling you representative.
Mr. Chair and Representative Moran, the issues are as are published and as represented by the Minnesota SID Center are things such as, really a lot of it relates to whether it's done correctly or incorrectly. There are publications that say that swaddling should not be done as an effort to decrease the likelihood of SIDS because it doesn't seem to decrease SIDS deaths, actual SIDS deaths, and that if it's done incorrectly, it can actually increase the likelihood of SIDS deaths. And so that's sort of the basis for the recommendation that, you know, they don't recommend that it be done in family child care at all. But if it's done correctly, there are benefits, as we know. But getting to your question, though, some of the other disadvantages are, if it's not done correctly, there can be hip dysplasia. There can be respiratory issues. Infants can overheat. If their legs aren't allowed proper kicking room, you know, there can be other issues that develop there. They sleep sometimes in a deeper state of sleep where arousal is impaired. And so, you know, these are the kinds of things that show up in the literature about swaddling. But then again, it's if swaddling is done correctly, you know, everybody recognizes that there are benefits to it. And so this is trying to get right down the middle on that issue.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Murray.
So is there research on that? I mean, I've never, have there been any incidents of death because of swaddling? I mean, I've never heard of this notion.
Mr. Kerber.
There are. I could provide the committee with a recent letter I got from the Minnesota SID Center that talked about the incidence of deaths amongst swaddled infants. There are some. There have been some where if an infant is swaddled in a blanket, the blanket comes undone, and then there are asphyxiation problems with the infant. So, you know, given that there are so many infants getting care, I mean, there's sort of the whole gamut of issues that have arisen throughout the nation, but even in Minnesota we've had some. But there is a lot of research on this, and the troubling thing I think I mentioned is that where you have people on sort of both sides of the swaddling issue, they all seem to be pointing at the same articles and the same publications and the same research to be supportive of their cause. And so one of the things that we've all committed to here is that given the language that's now going to be in the bill, we're going to keep working on this. And maybe if there's room for further change through the conference committee, further agreement on change, we will. But we're going to be in continuous contact with the Minnesota SID Center, too.
Okay.
Representative Moran, actually, if you go online like I did Sunday, you'll find a lot of research. And yes, it can be very dangerous if it's not done exactly right.
So thank you, Mr. Chair. So there are some parents like myself, you know, we know that when babies are within the womb, that they are tightly embedded in there, and that's also a part of comfort, which really allows the infant to sleep. And so if a parent chooses that method and goes to a daycare center, you're saying that that wouldn't be allowed?
Mr. Chair, Representative Moran, it is under this bill. Currently, the position of the department is that swaddling is not allowed. But yet, what this language does here is it permits it with the parental consent.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to just make a few comments to that because most of the infants that come to childcare are not coming directly from birth, basically. They are home with their mom for a while, and they can be swaddled as a newborn, and that's where I found it to be the most effective is as a newborn. It's within a matter of weeks that they're usually not wanting it naturally. So I think that what you're referring to is our natural desire to create that womb-like state for the first few weeks after birth, and that's usually happening in the home with the mom.
See no further questions. I guess I'll renew my motion to pass House File 1779 as amended and be moved to rules. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Carries. Thank you. Thank you, members, and really thanks to the people that work so hard to get you prove that you can get something done when you're both sides are reasonable and working together and talking to each other.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So thank you, and if there's any problems, this has a long way to go. You might have to tweak some things, and thanks to the members for sitting through 3.5 hours. So thanks again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.